Paragraph 3 reads, "This has led U.S. flood strategy to shift to buying out and relocating entire communities out of flood zones, a change that makes fiscal sense because every dollar spent on harm reduction before a disaster helps to save at least $6 overall. Historically, there has been resistance to these programs, as, naturally, people are reluctant to leave their homes and neighborhoods. Rebuilding with government money tends to be quicker than navigating the slow and confusing buyout programs run by the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Nonetheless, attitudes are changing, as Tobias Templemeyer, a city administrator in Beatrice, Nebraska, noted. People got tired of rebuilding all the time."
So there's a new strategy when it comes to flood management, and this is to shift to buying out and relocating entire communities, these communities that are in these very vulnerable flood zones. To buy out something just means to take control of something by paying for it. So what they do is they buy people's homes and they relocate these entire communities. This is a change that makes fiscal sense because it's, or fiscal's related to money and spending money. It makes sense because it, instead of having to keep solving these same problems over and over again, keep rebuilding, you prevent these problems from being problems to begin with. So in the short term, it might be more expensive, but in the long term, it does make fiscal sense. So you want to focus on harm reduction before the disaster, and this, of course, you know, you're going to save money in the long term. So there's been resistance to these programs because people are reluctant to leave their homes and neighborhoods. We talked about that. You know, it might be safer. They might be moving out of a flood zone or a place that's affected by the weather in some other negative way. But it's not worth having to pick up and relocate and, you know, find a new place to live. Some of these people have lived there their whole lives.
So as well as the reluctance aspect, you know, people are emotionally attached to where they live, it also is generally quicker to just rebuild their homes with government money, because it can be kind of hard to navigate these slow, confusing buyout programs that are run by FEMA, which is the Federal Emergency Management Agency. However, attitudes are slowly changing because people in general are just getting tired of rebuilding their homes and their lives all the time. So that wraps up the first half of our lesson. Thank you for listening, and make sure to go back and do some review before next time.